The UK government is currently debating whether energy drinks should be banned for children under the age of 18. With approximately one in four Aussie kids overweight or obese, is this a measure we should be considering ourselves? The Wire's Jessica Supple asked Dr. Evangeline Mansouris what risks these drinks pose to young people.
When people think of energy drinks, they often think that the drink is going to give them energy in terms of that vitality and spring they need in the step. But the reality is what they mean by energy is it's actually giving you extra kilojoules or extra calories. And for whatever age group we're looking at, but particularly for children, we're not at that position where we really need extra energy or calories in our diet. There's an obesity overweight epidemic across all ages in Australia. So having a food or a drink which provides calories or kilojoules without any other nutrients isn't of any benefit to anyone. The other problem with energy drinks from the perspective of the child is that they contain caffeine in them. And the caffeine level in a 250ml serve of an energy drink is about that you get from a cup of coffee. So if children are drinking these routinely, they can actually start getting quite a bit of caffeine into their bodies, which can also be problematic.
So the UK is currently debating banning the drinks for children under 18. Do you think that this is a measure that could be considered here?
Oh, it can certainly be considered. There's a lot of discussion at the moment about children consuming soft drinks and cordial because of the sugar. And if we look at the energy drink from that same perspective, that it is basically a drink which provides sugar with no other useful nutrients, then it falls into that same classification of, look, how much sugary soft drinks are we giving to children, and is that right thing to do? And that's a debate that the community certainly needs to be involved in. Do we form some sort of regulation over it? Do we introduce taxes and refer to them as sugar-sweetened beverages, as has been considered for those other drinks?
We can have conversations about banning things for young people or taking things off the shelf, but do you think we need to be considering a wider strategy in relation to the nutrition of children?
Oh, certainly. You know, what we're seeing is children's diets becoming more reliant on processed foods, which are going to have high levels of sugar and saturated fat. And that's probably occurring because of the busyness of parents and, you know, relying on outside foods to sustain them. And I think it's got to be that general discussion about, well, what should kids be consuming? What should adults be consuming? And remembering, most importantly, that parents are the role models for their children. So if your kids see you drinking lots of energy drinks, they're going to be wanting to imitate that behaviour as well and have those sorts of foods and drinks as well. It's a community-wide thing, looking at what food's available in schools and in workplaces, but also what's consumed at home. And I think everyone has a role to play in educating the next generation about the sorts of foods to eat for the healthiest outcomes we could hope for.
Dr. Evangeline Mansouris, Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences at the University of South Australia.